As this year's death toll of humanitarian aid workers tracks toward becoming the highest on record, the Australian Red Cross has delivered a pointed message that words are not enough. At the UN General Assembly in New York, Australia's Red Cross led the signing of a declaration to protect aid workers, with at least 543 killed in Gaza since October 2023. More than 260 aid workers have been killed this year alone. While Australia launched the declaration at the UN, joined by more than 100 countries, CEO Andrew Colvin told SBS News more needs to be done.
To think that someone who had put themselves in danger to support others should have lost their life doing that is something that is not acceptable. And I think that galvanised Australia to action. It certainly galvanised our foreign minister. And she has led through the government a concerted effort to bring others on that journey with her. Now, of course, words are not enough. We need to see action. We need to see something change. We need to see things done differently. We need to see accountability.
Australian Zomi Frankum was killed by an Israeli airstrike while working for World Central Kitchen in Gaza and was honoured at the signing ceremony.